All right, so there was just a motion to come out of executive session made by Tracy and seconded by Brian.
Okay, Lynn?
I apologize for not getting here at the very beginning of your meeting. I noticed you had sent to Ken a listing of all the things you would like to have him bring. And so my question is, we're trying to improve the budget process and ensure that we're better educated as legislators for the various departments, understanding what programs they are, so we have a better knowledge when we're looking at budget and making appropriations. So my question was, do you feel that all of your questions were answered, that you got sufficient information, that you have an understanding about goals and objectives for the department and the programs and et cetera? So I'm just trying to gauge. You were the first group.
Well, we didn't really get the organizational chart. I realize it was only four.
Right.
But
But even then, I know some of the departments have overlap support or what we call a dotted line.
But I really think that we really do need more from that, because they're saying that with the Green Initiative, there's no room for their time.
Yeah.
So,
I think Ken did a decent presentation. It would be helpful to hear from the department itself, certainly. I also think, which we can get from Bert, but it would be helpful to see that the full breakdown of the budget. This isn't specific to this department's budget, but I definitely, with the personnel, would like to see the years go back across all departments. I'd like to see it go back at least 3 years. So we see, in this case, I would want to see 17, 18, 19. Ideally, I'd want to see 16 actual, 17 actual, 18 proposed.
So just for edification, for edification on that particular topic, Amber's been working with us. It's just getting started to have this kind of data at our fingertips. It's not something that's been done in the past, but Amber is starting to put that data together.
But in the past, it was done. I can bring old budgets, budgets from whatever, 10 years ago, and you'd see that it used to be, the budget used to run this way.
Yeah,
it was formatted. And it used to go back further.
Actually, they're all online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
That's what I'm saying, the format. You can see the formats if you go online.
Yeah,
you can see
it definitely went back further. So that's not specific to this. And then the other thing I think that would help to hear from the department itself, and Ken did a good job, but is a little more into the narrative of how some of these things work programmatically. Mm-hmm. He talked in the beginning a little bit about how, I wrote it down somewhere, but how the department interfaced with other departments, with buildings and grounds, say, and talking about culverts, etc. But in each of those individual lines that I was starting to try to get an understanding of in the contractual expenses, I'd want to understand further, and I expect a conversation with Amanda will help, about how they work with Cornell Cooperative, which is in the department, how they work with Soil and Water, how they interface with the RRA. And so it's not simply just how do these four people interact. And then I do feel strongly about the concept, especially with this department, which isn't the same
for everyone, but
especially with this department, and having served on this committee for so long and having had these discussions for so long, that lottery question, at this particular moment in time, may not be a very good question because at this particular moment, the lottery is so enormous. I really just meant it as coming off the conversation we had budget time last year with the proposal from legislators Heppner and Legislator Green, that for me, it was really about positioning that conversation about what's possible, like what would be possible in a dream world. Because again, how do we think through our role as the policymakers and our role as the fund appropriators if there's something we want to see more aggressive or more funding go for? Because I think it's a really, on my first glance, it's a really impressive budget, as the executive pointed out. maybe the only, we heard in the budget meeting, maybe the only county in the state that's, you know, reduced taxes to a level of 2010's levy. That, and that's great, but I think we also need to think about, you know, what are our priorities? Because what the executive lays out with his budget at some level are his priorities. He's saying to us, these are the programs that I'm thinking of, and hopefully we align most of the time. But in this regard, and with environment in particular, I'd love to continue to have that conversation, if not even just at this budget moment, across a whole year of saying, what more can we do? Because you,
especially
so
like Nana said, just your foundation has been laid. So so to be like, you know,
well,
it's not worth
it,
our time, kind of thing.
Having not been to one of your meetings before, this was good for me just from an educational perspective.
Oh, you should come to another one. They're usually like 2.5 hours.
But what I walked away,
not short.
But what I walked away with from a commentary perspective was that the Green Business Program is a legislative program and it's not an executive program, which I kind of understand it, but what you were saying, if I am hearing correctly, is that it should be an Ulster County program of which all should be joined in because we all benefit from it.
And it was kind of an interesting take
on this. So
yeah, it's totally contrary. What he just said is totally contrary to the direction we've been moving in, mm-hmm. and
well,
makes no sense.
He's right in the sense that I think I was really ambitious, and the Climate Smart Committee was really ambitious in thinking that we could get 100 businesses to actually take action this year, because we kind of made this up as we went along with a lot of people who know a lot about this, and we found out how much we needed to know. And I'll give you one quick example. I got a call. I had reached out. The county executive told me that Reese Insurance put in a solar system and they were entitled to be honored as a green business leader. And I got a call back from them maybe a month after I reached out, and they were quite excited. And during the course of the conversation, they told me they also changed out their lighting. And they checked with Central Hudson, and it was much cheaper for them to do it themselves, a brother-in-law or whatever. And I was able to tell them that I thought they might be entitled to what's called prescriptive incentive. Now, when we started, I had no idea what a but we've figured out what we know and what we don't know, and we've had trainings. And he called TJ Rizzo at Central Hudson, and indeed, he got a significant rebate that would have never happened. That's good for business. And
it's good for the business, the county,
and
for what you're doing. It's all good.
So, given the fact that, we've been so reliant on volunteers, it seemed to me that a much smaller budget amendment made sense, of 50,000, which includes everything, and it would be 3 days a week, but somebody that could actually go out to businesses and coordinate the volunteers, which is more than we can ask the deputy to do. What he's done really well is set up a system that we can collect the data. When they start implementing, what we have now is a whole lot of information on the green business leaders that were already doing great stuff. But when we start, as a result of our collective efforts, get more businesses participating, we have a really good system for collecting that data and being able to give real numbers of how many, tons of carbon will reduce.
To that point, were you getting numbers on other initiatives? One of the things that in your request was cost of programs, understanding funding source, and performance measures in place to measure effectiveness of programs where you're going to add additional resources or dollars. So if you're going through a budget cycle, you should have a handle on what's performing, what program's performing to your specifications, what isn't, and where do you put extra money? So I don't know if there's any conversation about that.
Well, I think that's where we need to hear from the people working in the department.
Got it.
I think that was a little bit of a hindrance. I mean, Ken did as best as he could, but short of that, if that's unable to occur, I would maybe suggest maybe getting a memorandum from the department with some of their stated goals and objectives and how it folds into their funding. Because to me, it was missing. It was a missing piece, being able to have a good discussion with the representative from the department.
Well, and this is helpful, because if we're trying to improve this process and work together, this is a value add. So your feedback is really helpful.
So if that was unable to be accomplished, personally, if we can get a memorandum from the department, that would be helpful.
Climate Smart folks are gathering. Oh, Tracy?
I know Climate Smart starting... talk about that. We're gonna have a regular meeting, but Nana, the distinction, and I know you're gonna talk about this, however it's offline, whatever. But the distinction about this being a legislative program because it comes through Climate Smart, which is a function of the legislature. I wonder how that would be different if the legislature expressed its will via policy, or the creation of a policy. You know, the green business initiative as a policy initiative of the legislature, and it may be something to think about. You know, it's a kind of a formalization. If that's part of the breakdown, that would be a formalization of it as being more than just something from the legislature. I mean, that would be I think it's a worthy policy. I mean, having a green business initiative is a worthy policy for this legislature. Something, again, just I hadn't thought of it before until this came up today. Something to think about.
Could I just add something on that? I think that the Green Business Challenge and Climate Smart has operated kind of on its own, and there were some of us who thought that 100 was a huge number, and I have some questions about whether it's really measuring the right number of things, especially as it's unfolded. So maybe rethinking it. We found all these green business leaders who were doing such great things, and some of them have done everything. So they wouldn't count as somebody, you know, doing the challenge because they're already there. Maybe we should be using the metrics of how much carbon is being saved or how many lights are being changed out. And I think that's part of the executive branch's frustration, is that they've got this program that's kind of running with a metric that's not showing progress, but they know there's progress. And so they don't want to support it as it is, but I don't get the sense that there's a withdrawal of support. And the same thing on these budgets, especially with energy and the environment. I think subtext of what Ken said is that they've got a goal to be gold certified as a Climate Smart committee, community. And that is a goal that doesn't show up in any of these budget lines. And yet it's basically, you know, the kind of thing we might set if it was a policy of what we were doing.
Right.
And all of the expenditures that go on in all the different departments, public works and public health, a lot of them have green impact in ways that are being driven by this committee, but it's not showing up in the budget.
And by the department, you mean?
I mean, it's by department. Each department is trying to do these things, and yet if you look at the energy and environment budget, you're not going to see all of them.
But that, if I may, that's to what Lynn's point.
You can come in. You're welcome to come in.
The concept that we have these requests to try to understand how things interconnect. What you're saying isn't showing up in the budget is exactly
what we asked to be explained.
So, and exactly to Brian's point of what was missing, because if the department were here, or were able to speak, they'd be able to say, and this is what we're doing with this department, and this is what we I think on this committee know that this department is doing a lot with very little. That goes without saying, but I'm saying it out loud again because it's bears stating. But that's
but
not
you'd like
the
to
point.
Try
like
to get a handle on what that goal is,
right? And also, in part, what you do when you really allow legislators to understand all the nuances of that we can also, as legislators, be able to discuss with other legislators what this department, which is kind of what I hope for with other committees, because I listen to the meetings, but I can't attend every committee's meeting, so I rely on fellow legislators who are at those meetings to also be able to report back to me and explain some of what's going on and some of what's happening. And if those conversations are only happening offline or not on the page, that it has to be expressed somewhere so that we can all get up to speed. And that's some of the challenge that Lynn's been talking about how do we get this information in a changing environment, in a changing environment in this formal setup.
Lynn?
And the challenge here is that our budgets are not programmatic budgets. Mm-hmm. And so what you end up with is a budget for a department, but elements of a program exist across departments. And without understanding those cross-departmental relationships, it makes it very difficult as a legislator to understand all the points of contact and even just from the conversation tonight, understanding all the programs, who else is working on it, and as legislators, opportunities where new ideas or expansion of current ideas can be had in different committees that could have a measurable impact on some of these initiatives. But without understanding all the moving parts, we understand our little bits and pieces, and we have a budget that really kind of spans the whole spectrum that we're trying to get our arms around. So what we're trying to do is improve the knowledge and understanding of each of the standing committees and the departments that they have oversight, and then understanding what we do as legislators and how it all rolls up in from a budget perspective. So every time there's this kind of a conversation or some piece of information is missing, if in fact you think it could add value to our budget process, please let me know, because we're working hard to try and provide that level of understanding as we go into this budget cycle.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Does anybody have anything else?
The last thing, I will send around the report I prepared for the county executive, so you can see what we have done. And I do think we've built a good foundation, and I think we'll figure out how to move forward. And it's more urgent than ever.
So our next meeting is November 8th. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
Our next meeting is November 8th. We're not having what about our October meeting?
Oh, that's our regular meeting. That's our next regular meeting, right?
Okay, all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, it's not.
I'm
like,
what?
At that meeting, we have enough to go into executive session and decide.
Sure. We have one more interview that night.
We have one more interview
that night.
And we have the straws and
I'm sorry, I just feel offended by him saying the legislative thing almost like he wanted to.